With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As of today, the federal government has been shut down for a week.
They're inflicting real pain on real Americans, and they seem not to care. They're playing political games.
House Speaker Mike Johnson blaming Democrats as the Senate again failed to pass a short-term Republican spending bill that would get everyone back to work, while work on a longer-term bill would continue.
We take no pleasure in this because it's not just a cat-and-mouse game. It's not a political contest between R's and D's. We've got millions of Americans being seriously, adversely affected right now.
President Trump says Republicans not closing the door on negotiations with the Democrats.
We are speaking with the Democrats, and some very good things could happen with respect to health care.
The second anniversary of the Hamas terror attack on innocent Israelis not passing unnoticed in Israel, where there are commemorations taking place, honoring the dead and praying for the safe return of the hostages still being held by Hamas after all this time. President Trump strikes another blow for American energy independence, greenlighting an Alaska mining road project that was shelved by the Biden administration.
The president announced he's moving ahead with a proposed 211-mile road through an Alaska wilderness to allow mining of copper, cobalt, gold, and other minerals. It's called the Ambler Road Project, which was approved in Donald Trump's first term, but it was later blocked by the Biden administration, which cited threats to wildlife and harm to Alaska Native tribes that rely on hunting and fishing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures narrowly mixed. The Dow futures currently down 4 points, so the Nasdaq futures are 3 points higher. The S&P futures, 2 points in the red. This is SRN News. The man who tried to assassinate a Supreme Court justice has been sentenced.
Nicholas Roski was arrested before he could kill Brett Kavanaugh, and he could have gotten 30 years in prison. Instead, he received an 8-year term from U.S. District Judge Deborah Boardman, who says she specifically took into account the fact that Roski is now living as a woman. Boardman stated that in sentencing, she was influenced by, quote, the fact that she is a transgender woman and will be sent to a male-only prison facility. Michael Harrington reporting.
Sukkot, a week-long Jewish holiday celebrating the traditional gathering of the harvest, is getting underway. It continues through Monday, October 13th. Sukkot is considered one of the most joyful festivals of the Jewish calendar, distinctive in that it explicitly encourages Jews to rejoice and discourages public mourning. This year, the first full day of Sukkot falls on the second anniversary of the Hamas 2023 attack on Israel. SRN News. New Jersey man facing charges following his arrest at Washington's St. Matthew's Cathedral.
Washington, D.C. police arrested Lewis Gary of Vineland, New Jersey, on the steps of the cathedral Sunday morning. Police said they found suspicious materials inside a tent he had set up on the steps of the church. Gary was arrested and charged with unlawful entry, threats to kidnap or injure a person, and possession of a Molotov cocktail. He also had vials of liquid and what appeared to be fireworks. St. Matthew's Cathedral was celebrating the Red Mass, an annual mass to mark the start of the U.S. Supreme Court term. Bill Alexander, Washington.
India's leading body of airline pilots is asking the country's civil aviation regulator to investigate the Boeing 787 Dreamliner fleet for electrical issues after one of the planes abruptly deployed an emergency power system midair over the weekend. More details at srnnews.com.